Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance, just enlightening our eyes this morning and our understanding so that we can experience you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and walking in the reality of your love and purpose for us this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 6, verse 22 to 24. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your entire body will be full of light. But if your eye is unsound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the very light in you, your conscience, is darkened, how dense is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in.
Hallelujah. So we know we've turned to the living God. Eh? We turned away from the cares of this world and the pride of life. And we're just looking to Jesus. So we serve him with all our heart and with all our mind and with all our soul, our attitudes and our actions. So it's lovely we can understand you. If the eye is filled with light, the whole body is filled with light. We can understand that. We can also understand if the eye is filled with darkness, that's the eyes of our understanding. Then if the eyes of our understanding is filled with darkness, our whole body will be filled with darkness. But here's a tricky one. But woe to those that think it is light and it's actually darkness. So the important for our eyes to be filled with light, we draw close to the Lord on a daily basis, because those he predestined, he calls. And his call goes out every morning relevant to the day. And then when you hold fast to that calling, because then you are justified. And then glorification comes and you say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. You have taken me through this day. I received your word this morning with understanding. I received your word this morning knowing it's going to be tested. So I had joy. And then when the testing came and I overcame, I rejoiced. I rejoiced. The rejoicing in your predestined word calling you gave me brings about glorification, bearing fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. And then we know that if we don't get that, our eyes filled with darkness, and then, yeah, we are sad and we feel defeated. So the whole thing is just staying in tune with your God on a daily basis. But then but woe to those that think they have light and then they got darkness. That is the horrible scenario. And we've seen a lot of that, prophetic words and people speaking. And it's not sound when it's not confirmed with the word. And even if it sometimes can be confirmed with the word, and then it's Old Testament, not New Testament. I'll give you an example. There are many that still quote now in the new and the better covenant, since Jesus has come after paying the price and bringing the new and the better covenant. And he says, all authority has been given to me on heaven and earth. Therefore, go out, make disciples, teaching them all things I've commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. And there he says all authority has been given to him. And therefore we make disciples in the understanding that we are now co-heirs with Jesus and in the leading of Jesus, because why? He's with us till the end of the age. And people are still quoting from Romans 12, where it speaks about the Old Testament boys that haven't been perfected yet, because Jesus hasn't gone into heaven. And then they were like pilgrims on this earth looking for a better home. But I want to tell you guys, they have come into the fullness. They are now the very foundation that we are built on. We are built on the foundation of the prophets, these people of faith that Hebrews 11 tells us about. And then we are built on the foundation of them, the prophets, and then Jesus and the apostles. So these guys have come into the reality of the kingdom, and we are in the reality of the kingdom. We're on this earth, but our head is in heaven. and the earth is our footstool. So the area which we are shining in, if the goodness of the Lord was not for the land of the living, we would have despaired and had no hope. And then we would just want to die or get out of here. But the wonderful thing is we have got a God that is now with us, and we are here to be relevant. We are to be the lights in the world and not lose our saltiness. So that's what it's all about, guys. So the devil and his people, they want the nations. You can see it with what is going on today. And then they want this earth as well. And they want to pervert it. So guys, arise and shine. Wake up. We are the ambassadors of the kingdom to bring the truth, the realities of heaven, the heavenly realm here on earth as it is in heaven. So speak life here on the earth. Speak life, and we call the people out of darkness into the marvelous light of the predestined love that God has for them, so that they can be the salt of the earth, the light in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So, amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.